Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Oldrick back on the show. Jack is one of the top futurists of our time. He's a renowned futurist known around the world for his insights in forecasting. He's the author of Jump the Curve. He's also a historian. There's several books on history. Into the Unknown, the Lewis and Clark work he did. A great work on George Marshall, General Marshall. Foresight 2020 is one of his books. But my favorite of all of his is The Next Big Thing is Really Small. Jack Oldrick, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
A confession. That's one of your favorites too, right?
It is, yes.
That's a great one. Anyway, so he's so prolific, folks, and we're so happy and grateful, Jack, for the time you give us. One of the things you've been working on recently is what you call 10 game changers that will transform the world in 2016.
That's right.
We don't have to wait too long, huh?
No. Well, as you know, Jim, we're living in an era of accelerating change, and there are a number of technologies that are changing the world.
It's taking our breath away, isn't it?
It really is.
Well, you know, one of the things that you talk about, I've been trying to get more up to date on Bitcoin, the digital currency that's had a controversial history so far, and is a little scary sometimes. I've been trying to understand it, read more about it. There was a great article. I don't know if you saw the article in The Economist a couple of months ago, about 3 months ago, about the digital currency and about Bitcoin and some of the other stuff. But one of the things that I discovered in learning more about Bitcoin was something had never heard of before, and that's the blockchain. And you're saying that's one of the things that's going to transform our world in 2016. Tell us what the blockchain is and why and how it connects to us and to Bitcoin.
Yeah. Well, that's the number one trend on my top 10 game changers is blockchain. And like you, I had not heard of it until earlier this past year. But the blockchain is the digital ledger that actually allows Bitcoin to exist. But the reason it's important is a distributed digital ledger, what it does is it acts as a trust machine. It can verify who individuals are and their trustworthiness. And if you think about banks, insurance companies, a lot of different companies, they're all middlemen. They help facilitate transactions.
Right.
Well, the blockchain might eliminate all of that and allow you and I to essentially begin going back to a system of bartering, but we will actually know exactly who the individual is.
So we'd be doing our own underwriting, our own risk analysis.
That's right, and that's why it is so disruptive, specifically to the banking industry, mm-hmm. to the insurance industry, I think ultimately to the real estate industry. If you're a broker or a mortgage banker, you're going to be affected by this, mm-hmm. and maybe a lot sooner than you think. And I just want to, I listened to the last part of your last speaker, and he mm-hmm. said, leaders have to transition from this period of action to thinking.
That's right.
And I just want all of your readers, if you don't know what blockchain is, to find online that article in The Economist, read it, begin understanding it, and begin understanding how it might change your business sooner rather mm-hmm. than later.
Mm-hmm. And folks, by the way, that was... I'm gonna find when it was. Let's see. It's going to be the first week of November edition of The Economist. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember where I was when I got my copy of that. So anyway, all right. So if you had to describe blockchain though in its most simplest terms, so that somebody who's never heard even of Bitcoin can understand it, what would you call it? Is it like an? Is it a? It's not like an Excel spreadsheet, is it?
Well, to a certain extent, it is, but it resides in the cloud and on computers all across the world. But it can't be hacked or tinkered with.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it as a spreadsheet that can't be hacked, but allows you to go back and
it judges, though, right? I mean, doesn't it judge if your performance is subpar? It keeps the record of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so it will know. I guess the way I think about it is that it really just, I mean, it's the ultimate trust machine, mm-hmm. is what it.
Folks,
what
this is really something. I mean, he's right about this. I'm glad he put it at number one. This, the Bitcoin thing, the digital currency. Things are going to be different in this century in so many ways. And he's right about this. I think blockchain is going to be one of the drivers of that. But Jack Oldrick and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.